You're now listening to the English news at Kung Tao Radio and Television Station. On the morning of October 16, Prime Minister Phan Minh Chính led a conference aimed at addressing challenges and enhancing the development of transport infrastructure in the Mekong Delta region. The Prime Minister highlighted that the conference reflects the government's commitment to strategic infrastructure development, especially in the Mekong Delta. The region is currently executing 9 significant national transport projects, with a total investment of about 106 trillion Vietnamese dong. 8 of these projects are under construction. The Mỹ An Cao Lãnh Expressway project, funded by Korean ODA, is set to begin construction in early 2025. 6 of the 8 ongoing projects are expected to be completed in 2025. The Prime Minister also stated that future conferences will focus on evaluating progress and sharing successful strategies. He emphasized the need for local decision-making and responsibility while urging provinces to adopt this spirit. Ministry should concentrate on state management tasks such as developing plans and policies and creating monitoring tools. National Assembly Chairman Chen Thanh-mang recently attended a ceremony to honor outstanding Vietnamese farmers and cooperatives nationwide in 2024 on the 94th anniversary of the Vietnam Farmers Union. In 2024, 63 outstanding cooperatives were honored for efficiently supporting cooperative members and actively contributing to national programs and local communities. Notable example from Cần Thơ City include farmer Hồ Bá Phiêu and the Trường Khương A Fruit Garden Cooperative. National Assembly Chairman Trần Thanh Mẫn urged Farmer Association to embrace new approaches, supporting productive households and cooperatives as rural development pillars. He expressed confidence that the Vietnam Farmers Union patriotic efforts will continue to empower Vietnamese farmers to contribute to the 13 National Party Congress goals advancing national growth. On October 15, Cần Thơ City National Assembly deputies, including Mr. Nguyễn Mạnh Hùng, a standing member of the National Assembly Economic Committee, and Mr. Nguyễn Thanh Phương, chairman of Cần Thơ University Council, had contact with voters in Vĩnh Thạnh Town, Vĩnh Thạnh District. After reviewing the National Assembly session agenda and the city's delegation activities, Vĩnh Thạnh District voters urged the government to invest in the Mekong Delta infrastructure, enhance water supply systems to support areas impacted by natural disaster, and fund embankment construction along Tuyến Bắc Cái Sang Road. They also requested that the Ministry of Health considering offering medical services with insurance coverage on weekends. In Trung An Commune, voters recommended adjusting health insurance premium to suit rural and freelance incomes better, standardizing textbooks nationwide, supporting high-quality agriculture, and tightening control over counterfeit goods, especially in agricultural materials. Voters in Cung Kiên Ward, Thốt Nốt District, suggested dismantling the inactive Bot T2 toll station, constructing a bridge to connect National Highway 91 to Tân Lộc Islet to aid local development, and providing allowances for ward-level propaganda roads to improve staff stability. On October 15 afternoon in Hanoi, the Truth National Political Publishing House hosted a ceremony to launch the digital bookshelf of the late General Secretary Nguyễn Phú Trọng. The event was connected online to 5 branches and took distribution centers of the publishing house nationwide. The digital bookshelf of the late General Secretary Nguyễn Phú Trọng was created using modern technology on a digital platform, featuring extensive and diverse information. It comprises 66 publications, including 46 books published by the National Political Publishing House Truth and 20 from other publishers. The bookshelf is systematically organized into 2 sections, one for books authored by General Secretary Nguyễn Phú Trọng and other 4 books about him. Notably, it includes a digital condolence book that captures the heartfelt tributes from many people and international friends following his passing. On October 16 morning, the Vietnam Youth Union of Cần Thơ City held a training course for grassroots union officials at the Youth Employment Service Center. From October 16 to 20, association staff received training on various topics, including fundamental aspect of the Vietnam Youth Union organization, the 7 Conqueror's Resolution of the Vietnam Youth Union in Cần Thơ City for the 2024-2029 term, techniques for monitoring youth public opinion online, strategies for event communication planning, and digital tools for creating outreach materials, as well as methods for organizing team-building activities, mobilizing social resources, and hands-on learning practices. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.